better come out.
And that's the way he...
Because it's the truth.
That's the way he's appearing to everybody.
It's the truth.
Mitchell, you, Pat Gray,
yeah.
Henry Peterson, me.
Well, what about... He had never taken you on, has he?
Well, I dealt with him all last summer on the assumption that, hey, he didn't know anything about it. He was discussing, you know, the general course of the investigation, you know, on your behalf.
Right.
He had the same kind of conversations with Pat Gray, with Henry Peterson,
right.
You know, with everybody, you know, even with yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
And now he's trying to pin everybody else with it. He says
right.
that he says
all
that
he was is just the innocent little pawn in victory,
yeah.
You know?
God, you know, one thing I just stopped to think of it, even though I didn't. But did you know? Never saw him personally till never saw him about this, and then it was about it because of the Gray confirmation thing until February the 22nd.
Is that right?
Never.
You never discussed this matter with him.
Never
until February 22nd.
That's right.
That is a very.
Or February. Oh, wait a minute. Let me just check my book here. 27th
of February.
27th of February. That's right.
You mean he
and
was
then
not in your office.
Never, except one time to sign my wills.
Right.
That's right. Look, that's why we work here, you know. I mean, I put a man in charge, and that's...
You know, listen to this little bastard. He's in there talking to you four times a day.
Oh, he has been since then. He was up...
But even last summer, you know.
Last summer, I never... Well, you guess let's get one thing straight. I, the president, never saw John Dean once except for the signing of the wills.
Until February 27th.
And that was on August the 14th. August 14th, Simon Wills. That's the only time I ever saw him.
Isn't that interesting?
But everything that was put out by Ziegler, and he's not to blame, based on what Dean told him. There was no Dean written report.
Isn't that interesting?
But my God, Dean orally was. I mean, why do you think Dean, why in the world would you think Ziegler would get out and say no one in the White House is out? Because Dean told him was.
Right.
Ziegler himself.
Well, I understand all that, but I think the significant fact is that. Hadn't seen it.
Right. Did he give you the impression he did see me?
Right, he gave everybody that impression.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I do think that
tonight and tomorrow, Pat Gray will stay there as the director of the FBI.
I think he's going to stay there until I'll try to his successor within a reasonable time. But you know what I mean? He knows that, but he shouldn't just resign over this.
No.
I agree. It's a story.
Okay, sir.
Fine. But I don't think he should put out a story about his version of it.
No, no. No, he'll just go to the grand jury.
Yeah. He said, I'll
tell
let me see.
Facts of the grand jury.
No, he says, no. He said, this is a newspaper. This, I'm not going to comment on a newspaper story. I'm going to testify. I've asked to testify for the grand jury.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What he should do.